America's most expensive cities helped fuel this first recorded increase in homelessness since 2010. City Housing Officer Scott Shambor says Juneau is part of that trend.
I think, you know, obviously the issues are, you know, cost of living, income and employment, mental health concerns, you know, a lot of the normal reasons why people are experiencing homelessness.
A nationwide homeless count held in late January found 235 homeless people in Alaska's capital city. That's 20 more than last year. But more of Juneau's homeless were able to find at least a temporary roof over their head. The city has invested in short and long-term shelter capacity.
The folks who were regular campers in winters previously now had a place to stay.
Last year, the city passed an anti-camping ordinance to keep people from sleeping on the streets in the downtown core. Opponents warned the city it could invite lawsuits, but its constitutionality remains untested. Juneau Police Lieutenant Craig Campbell says often just the threat of arrest has been enough to convince people to not camp downtown.
As far as I'm aware, we haven't written any citations for regarding the camping.
There are other reasons why fewer people were on the street. Juneau's Housing First apartment complex opened in October. It houses 32 people. The city also ran an emergency warming shelter downtown for nights when temperatures dip below freezing. It was open 70 nights and served 158 different people. Maria Lovishuk, director of the Glory Hole Soup Kitchen, said her downtown shelter had previously run over capacity throughout the winter.
It took a lot of pressure off of our shelter in the Glory Hole.
Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch says he's requesting funding to offer the warming shelter next winter.
I think the success of this year, hopefully we can emulate again next year.
The warming shelter was housed in a building leased from the Alaska Mental Health Trust. The trust is offering to sell the property to the city for about $488,000. This week, the assembly authorized city staff to negotiate the deal. But the trust land office and city agree that given the poor condition of the structure, it will have to be torn down in the next year or two. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.